up, I got my trucks and my dickies, and I put it on black. Banging Sinatra in the flat Cadillac. My old lady hanging out the whole window. Everybody looking when we walking slow. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Come on now. Come on. A legend, even if I'm poor. I ain't chasing nothing, you gon' have to catch me. And if you wanna taste, you gon' have to pay a fee. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. To all my Molly Greenwalds and my little Scarecrows. When they hear my record, where they all hit the floor. Ladies rock a pose, come up in the front row. The homies in the back tip their hats real low. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Come on now, the boy. Your hands, white folks, do it on time if you can. Sounds good, now here's the plan. Let's all sing together like we in the same band. Hum dum the bomb and about to blow up. Hum dum the bomb and about to blow up. Hum dum the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and a. Okay, now we about to take it on a whole new level. Grabbing the light on the run from the devil. Been downtown for too long. I feel the sun rising all up in my bones. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Hey, yo, whoa, yeah, 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 yo, whoa, yeah, see, yo, whoa, yeah, do, whoa, yeah, 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 whoa, yeah, 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 yo, whoa, and it goes like that.
Yes, it does, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Hey,
everybody,
hey.
Come and clap your hands. White folks, do it in time, yeah. If you can.
If I can.
That's the line. That's the line I call. Here, pick up that mic there,
oh,
John,
cool,
and
cool. Yeah, yeah.
Talking to
hello.
That one.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Nice one. Very nice.
Thank you.
Humor, good playing. Actually, two white guys playing with you.
Uh-huh. They got that flavor, though. They got that love.
They've got the soul. They're they probably the Jews. Soul.
Yeah, something like
they're
that.
Not actually white. I know I am.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, wow, Pigeon John, you know, the world's become, in music, the world is a better place.
Yeah, I agree.
In the world, it's not, is it really? There's horrible things going on in the world.
Oh, yeah. I think the music is there maybe to kind of heal things, kind of, make us get through those tough times, worldwide.
And the mix, and the sort of the there's so little racism in music, and everybody's playing each other's vibes and picking up, stealing from each other. If you don't use that word,
oh yeah, it's with the internet and everything at everybody's tips, you can go wherever you want. You can be inspired by the '80s, the '40s, the future, and music is in everybody's laptops now.
Right.
So everyone has a studio, and it's a great time for music. A lot of kids and everybody gets to join in,
And it's a wonderful thing. I'm very optimistic about it. My generation, terribly cynical about, you liked one thing, that was your thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to be that thing, and nobody really told you what that thing was, and you felt awkward and lacking in confidence because you were like, I don't know if it's a thing or not.
Yeah.
Not sure if I'm allowed to like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could, in my school, you could like Pink Floyd or Genesis, but you couldn't like them both.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
So, but now that's everybody's good. Doing everything, and you've got you've sort of amalgamated a bunch of different stuff into your music, and over the years done different things.
Yeah,
you've got a sort of hip hop background. Is that right? Am I right?
Yeah, from L.A. The Good Life Cafe. When I was a kid, I used to go there every week, and it was pretty much the only open mic in L.A. California or L.A. County. So a lot of people would come from San Diego, the Bay Area, i.e. And it was like a weekly session, very competitive. But the main goal was just be yourself, find your own voice.
We were talking about rap. People were when you say it was competitive. It was
rapping, freestyle
poetry,
and like coming up with a new style. That was, even if you throw
a bunch of paint on the wall just trying, but everyone's just coming up with their own style.
And it was competitive. Was it friendly too, or was it?
Yeah, it was like a brothers and sisters. We'd see each other. It's almost like school, really. They'd see bad nights, almost like a comic, I would say. You go up and do your bit, you know, you do your three-minute song and kind of see what they feel like and go back home and work on it again and again. So it was bent on being yourself and originality within hip-hop.
Isn't that a funny thing? Like, but comedy in hip-hop's always been there, like that tongue-in-cheek thing.
Yeah.
Even the whole gangster thing, for most people, it's like, it's well, hilarious. Come on, do me a favor. You know, I'm not really...
The first Snoop album is
a
comedy album. The way it starts, it's like a movie. There's humor throughout the whole thing. I think that's almost what makes it realistic. You know that it's everyone still goes to Target from here. You know, once in a while, it's not that dramatic. Everyone got to get milk. So I think it's a cool humor is good.
It's immediate too. It's not so. It's difficult to move people emotionally, like, in a new way, sort of to really sort of get to people's hearts. But comedy will get there like that.
Yeah,
quick joke and boom. We had Little Dicky in here not long ago. Do you know that guy?
Yeah. I've heard of him.
Well, he's a little white Jewish guy pretending to be a gangster. He's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. I like it.
And they like him. People like him a lot.
Little Dicky.
He's worked with like Dr. Dre and like some huge...
Whoa.
Yeah, some old school dudes.
Man, it's a wide open scene.
It's
now.
A big world, isn't
big,
it?
Everybody hip-hop thing. Has big ears, I think.
But your record's a little more sophisticated than your average sort of early rap record. I mean, you're a producer and a musician yourself, so... and I've been listening to... Now, let me get it right, because I didn't know anything about your stuff till this morning. I'm embarrassed to tell you, but I've been listening to Encino Man... Couple of years old from 2014. Actually, it's two records from 2014.
Uh-huh.
The Rebound and Encino Man. Uh-huh. It's a funny title in itself, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why it popped in my head.
And but it's one of those things like, why is Encino funny? Why? Because it's kind of funny.
It's the movie. It's the movie and the backdrop of now. That's what makes me laugh at it. So it's that was a couple years ago, and before that was a record called Dragon Slayer.
Right, I haven't heard that one yet, but you've done a sort of about turn now with this new record.
Yeah, it started with Dragon Slayer and Encino Man, and then with Good Center, it was picking up my bags and writing differently and writing with different producers and stuff, and using all the hip hop stuff, all the stuff I listened to growing up, and just trying to make our own music.
But there's some more like pop rock and roll kind of vibe to this record.
Yeah.
That's not, that again, it's like the world's gone around. You know, everybody complained that Elvis Presley stole from R&B.
Yeah.
All these white artists stole in those days, those horrible days of institutionalized racism and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They stole from black people. They stole from black, stole black music. You're stealing white music, dude, and I'm really upset about it.
I love that. You're fine. I like that. Yeah, man. Everybody's Van Halen. You know all that stuff. I think I was secretly trying to write a Van Halen album with this one. I think I heard one record and I was like, man, they just really pulled their pants down and just
let's
went
put
for
a band
it
together.
That.
Let's totally put a band together. Rent a van. We'll call it Rent a Van Halen.
Yeah. 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 Nice. Rent a Van Halen. I like that. Yeah, man.
I saw the humor immediately. I know we want to talk about this record, but I saw the. Now, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's talk about the record a little bit, and then you can play a song for us, and then we'll talk a bit more about the whole Pigeon John thing.
Yes, let's do it, man.
So, love to hear some more music. It's brilliant to have you here. Oh. Pigeon John and the guys are in the studio here on KX93.5. Pigeon John's got a new record out. It's called Good Sinner, and there's some gigs coming up in our area and hopefully further afield. And we're going to hear another song right now. What are you going to play for us, mate?
We're going to play Fight for Your Right.
Ah, Fight for Your Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cover tune, right?
Yes.
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 Kenny Rogers originally recorded it, I think.
By the way, of MCA.
All right, here we go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You ask your mom please, but she still says no.
managers. You gotta fight for your right to party. You gotta fight for your right to party. You gotta fight. Don't step out of this house if that's the clothes you're gonna wear. I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, "What's that noise?" Oh, my, you're just jealous, it's the Beastie Boys. Hey, you gotta fight for your right. Said no way. That hypocrite smokes 2 packs a day. And living at home is such a drag. Now your mom threw away your best born old man. But you gotta fight.
Awesome. Beastie Boys song, of course. Fight for Your Right to Party.
Yes.
That, again, that was their kind of seminal band, because they were obviously Jews. And basically. And but they switched around from, you know, sort of genre to genre. And
yeah.
That was a hit. That's a, I mean, I think a lot of people think that that's a serious song, but it's a goof, right? The whole thing's a goof on people who want to fight for their right for whatever.
Yeah.
So
it's a little twist of things. Yeah, they're one of my favorite groups, and how they switched it up is definitely affected me.
I have an album of instrumentals by them. I forget what it's called now.
Oh,
but
yeah. Like the way in sounds from
something like that. Yeah. I use them sometimes for tracks when I'm speaking. So there's music underneath. Uh-huh. I use the Beastie Boys, those tracks, for that, because they're so cool.
Oh, yeah.
And so groovy and so like musical. You know, I think when they first came out, I thought it's just another bunch of guys yelling into microphones. But you know, that I was mistaken, because they showed themselves to be brilliant musicians.
Yeah.
And that's a vibey version. That's a very cool version.
Oh, thank you, man. It was a pleasure to cover that song for this album. And a fun song to write. It just kind of came out of nowhere and came from the first 2 chords. I got some good news and I heard it in my head, dun dun. And I just started writing, you know, so.
But the melody for the chorus, that's a big chorus. Everybody knows that chorus.
Yeah.
So you got to come up with it. And that's a strong melody, good harmonies. I was trying to sing along.
Oh, where? You know? Oh, man.
Trying to get the third part, you know, in there. But yeah, man. So you've had fun making this record, clearly.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And a lot different for me, because I'm pretty much like an underground rapper in my head as a kid. That's kind of how I came into music. So this album is my 7th album, and life is growing, and family and all that stuff. So it's a whole new vibe for me too.
It's always interesting to see what happens, because you start when you're young and you've got something to say and you want to say it in the simplest way, because you don't have the chops, you don't have the experience or the chops to say it. Certainly for pop rock musicians, same with hip hop for sure. You know, people start out in punk bands, and then they sort of grow musically. They learn a 4th and a 5th chord, you know, and then where do they go from there? And it's always interesting to see where people go and how they mature. You know, so, and it was always going to happen with hip hop. People started out with a boot with a beatbox and some words.
Yep.
And then they learned some musical chops. And you've clearly done that. It's wonderful stuff, man.
Thank you very much.
Now there's gigs.
Gigs. Oh, yeah. There's gigs coming up in Southern California. There's a Halloween one, October 28th in Long Beach.
Right on.
At D Piazza's.
Yeah.
And then November 10th in San Diego. Information is on my website. And then December 15th in Fullerton, California at the Slide Bar. So all those shows are on pigeonjohn.com.
Pigeonjohn.com.
Yes, sir.
Pigeon with a without a D.
Without a D, man.
People
I get that a lot.
There's a D in there,
all
don't
the
they?
Time.
It's like
I don't
the
know
E on the end
from.
Of tomato. It's like that yeah. E. It's not there.
Pidgeon.
Yeah, it's an urban.
I even have some CDs, probably like 1,000 CDs in my garage right now that says Pidgeon John is dating your sister. It's just like a misprint.
There's an album.
So it keeps me humble. So every day I see my name misspelled and I say, yes, Lord. No, I'm just playing.
Dude, I get my name is Jason Fetty. If you Google Jason Fetty, you get Freddy versus Jason for about four pages before you finally get to that guy on the radio.
That's cool.
Let's just very quickly, Pigeon John, the name.
Pigeon John.
I did some deep research this morning and read your Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah.
And found out, well, the story's just hilarious. So would you like to tell it?
Yeah, man. I was in the South Bay and Quinlan actually, gave me something, and I said, thank you. So hours later, I was just mulling on, Hawthorne Boulevard, and that's when I saw Ronald McDonald, hand me a pigeon burger. And
you
I was
saw
like,
Jesus.
Man, you're fresh.
Tell the story. Come on.
I saw Jesus, and he was a real cool guy, real mellow guy, kind of like an ex-surfer vibe.
He's a nice Jewish boy.
And I said, he said he needed a ride, so I gave him a ride. And, he just left me a nice fat pigeon when he left and said, you are to be Pigeon John. And he disappeared, so I never forgot that, and I just kind of went with that.
The line in Wikipedia, it says that Jesus said to you, be happy, man. You're really bumming me out.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That was a while ago. That's the true story. Yeah. You're happy, man. You're right. And then open mic, everybody would, next up, Pigeon John, it would always kind of bring a laugh or what the heck is, what kind of name. So I like the response. It kind of holds me tight. That's good. Be happy, man. You're bumming me out. That's right, Jesus. I will be happy.
It's a great aphorism. That's the kind of thing that you should tell your children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey. Be happy, man.
Yeah.
You're kind of bumming me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're bringing everybody down. Yeah, it's good advice. Yeah. Good advice.
Good advice indeed.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, man, listen, thanks for being in here and doing this thing with us.
Our pleasure. This place is beautiful. The windows. It's good to be in town.
What's the website again? It's Pigeon John.
Pigeonjohn.com. And that's PigeonJohn.com.
There you go. Couldn't be better.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks again to Quinlan and Peter for playing along, too. Woo. Pigeon John was in the studio, was in the house at KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. This podcast will be available very, very soon.